July 1, the Christian's Pledge of Allegiance. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. Leviticus 20:26. The character of the one who comes to God in faith will bear witness that the Savior has entered into his life, directing all, pervading all. Such a one is continually asking, "Is this thy will and thy way, O my Savior?" Constantly he looks to Jesus. He consults the will of his divine friend in reference to all his actions, for he knows that in this confidence is his strength. He has made it a habit to lift up the heart to God in every perplexity, every uncertainty. He who accepts God as his sovereign must take the oath of allegiance to him. He must put on the Christian uniform and bear aloft the banner that shows to those whose army he belongs. He must make an open avowal of his allegiance to Christ. Concealment is impossible. Christ's impress must appear on the life in sanctified works. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Leviticus 20:24-26, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Isaiah 43:21, 1 Peter 2:9. Complete subjection through Christ to the will of God is our only safety. The selfish thoughts and impulses that sweep through the soul, producing discordant notes, can be separated from the life only as the whole being is under the control of Christ. The Savior's words to all unruly elements is, "Peace, be still." Christ welcomes all who accept him as their Savior and rules over them as their King. Our zeal for the advancement of God's kingdom is to mark us as faithful subjects of the cross of Christ. God can trust as his representatives those who implicitly obey him.